It's 8:01. This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, February 12th. I'm Patricia Naft. The Bull Mountain Unit is a proposed plan to develop oil and gas wells just north of Paonia. Tuesday night, the BLM held an open meeting to hear comment on its newly released environmental impact statement. The EIS lays out the different options for development and expected impacts like water use, traffic, and wildlife displacement. It was a time for people to ask questions and voice comments about Bull Mountain. Overwhelmingly, the public comments opposed the project. Here's a sampling of what was said.
Recognizing that we are living in the Bull Mountain watershed, the Bull Mountain air shed, and the Bull Mountain quality of life shed.
After SG Interest has extracted all the gas from Bull Mountain, they will have a choice to make. Spend $2.7 million to clean up their mess, or declare bankruptcy and walk away, leaving BLM with a $25,000 bond to do a job that will cost at least $2.7 million.
Our quiet home on Pitkin Mesa will no longer be quiet, nor will quite a few lovely B&Bs, glorious wine-tasting venues, and vacation rentals. Why is it that the temporary jobs SG Interests will provide get to have more of a priority over our local economy that has longevity?
Much has been mentioned about risk analysis tonight. Those risks that we're talking about should be borne by those who economically gain from the activity. SG Interests, the federal government via the BLM, the state of Colorado, Delta County, not those of us who are uninvolved and stand to gain nothing from the activity.
We're certified organic fruit growers. Our business and our livelihood depends on clean air and clean water. And it just takes one mishap for us to lose our certification, and thereby we lose all of our markets, and we lose our business, and we lose our farm. And your mitigations are not going to do one thing to help us in that case.
Quit thinking about decent land use as solely an economic problem.
Those were some of the voices heard at Tuesday's BLM meeting. A year after recreational marijuana stores opened, Colorado is still trying to determine the impact on youth who aren't legally allowed to use pot. Recently released data shows that in the last school year, drug incidents in Colorado middle and high schools reached a 10-year high, and certain districts stand out. Last year, the Mesa County Valley School District also reported more student drug cases than it had in the past 10 years. In the first of our two-part series on the Mesa County School District, KVNF's Laura Pomasano talks with district officials about student drug use.
I'm sitting in the assistant principal's office at Grand Junction High School. I'm here to meet with officials from Mesa County Valley School District 51. With nearly 22,000 students, it's the 12th largest district in Colorado. According to state data, this district saw student drug incidents increase 22% last school year from the previous one. District 51 reported 200 incidents. That's just under 10 cases per 1,000 students, one-third higher than the state average.
I'm not sure I can explain, but I can offer some suggestions.
That's Kathy Haller, the Prevention Services Coordinator for District 51.
We have a lot of attention paid to the issue. We've got some grants happening at the district level that support the schools. So I think there's a greater awareness of substance use and of ways that we need to identify students in need of those supports.
When school districts report drug incidents to the state, they lump all substances from pills to pot together. Haller says the district sees some tobacco, alcohol, and prescription drug cases, but most drug incidents within the district are related to marijuana. She says since Colorado legalized pot, it's become easier for students to get.
We don't have this in hard data, but anecdotally, kids will tell us they got it from their parents or they got it from a friend's parents. And that doesn't necessarily mean it was supplied by them, but they were able to secure it in their own home, whereas that didn't used to be the case.
District 51 also refers a high percentage of student drug incidents to law enforcement. Last school year, it referred 64% of cases to police. Statewide, the average is about 35%. Haller says the district has school resource officers on campus, and that might be one reason the number of incidents reported to police is so high.
I think another issue is an inconsistency in reporting, because oftentimes an administration will indicate that case has been referred to law enforcement when they bring the school resource officer in on the conversation. It doesn't necessarily mean the youth has been ticketed into court or anything else.
The district has 11 school resource officers that it splits between more than 40 campuses. Kevin Baver with the Grand Junction Police Department is assigned to 12 schools.
I believe the school district is very good about letting law enforcement know about any drug interactions that they have on the school campus, whether it's a suspicion that a kid's using drugs, or that there's drug use at home, or whether that they've caught the student with drug paraphernalia or drugs on them.
Recent data from Rocky Mountain PBSI News and the Colorado Department of Education shows last school year, drug incidents in Colorado middle and high schools reached a 10-year high, and that increase is being driven by more cases at middle schools. Officer Baver says when it comes to student drug incidents, he mainly deals with marijuana.
I think it's becoming way more acceptable among the teens these days and the younger teens to use marijuana.
Grand Junction High School reported the most drug cases within District 51 last school year. It's also the largest school in the district. Megan Rinicky is an assistant principal at Grand Junction High School.
You know, we'll have two or three alcohol conduct violations a year. The majority of ours are marijuana.
Last year, the school reported 51 drug cases. 17-year-old Macharni Skalecki is a senior at Palisade High School. She says since marijuana legalization in Colorado, she's seen more of her peers use it.
Started out as a ninth grader, and slowly through the years, the amount of drug use, and not just acquaintances, but even friends, has increased.
Skalecki feels under the new law, it's easier for kids to access pot.
The rise in teen marijuana use is there because kids feel like it's not as big a deal as it used to be.
District officials say they can't keep students away from drugs if they want to try them. But Haller believes schools can inform young people about the dangers.
And what we are really focusing on is education and having students understand the biological, chemical, physiological, and also the social impacts of substance use. And not from a perspective of scared straight, but from a perspective of, with any decision, you need to know what the consequences and what the realities are.
District 51 recently launched a new program for first and second time student drug offenders. Students are sent to an off-site campus where they spend 5 days learning how drugs can harm them. And the kids also meet with counselors to help sort out what is going on in their lives that would lead them to use drugs in the first place. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Listen to the regional newscast for the second part of our series on student drug use in Mesa County Valley School District. KVNF's Laura Palmisano will report on two drug prevention programs that are trying to curb teen use. Stay tuned for Tay and the Sweet Sound. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.